Vice President Dick Cheney was suffering from laryngitis yesterday, but he still managed to spend the day in Pennsylvania promoting President Bush's energy strategy. That plan was crafted by the vice president and stresses more reliance on nuclear power, more drilling, and now more conservation. In a Pittsburgh suburb last night, Cheney moderated a public session. It was one of about two dozen such meetings across the country. Several were chaired by top administration officials. The gatherings were billed as town hall meetings designed to help find a national consensus on energy policy. Democrats dismiss them as staged events. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
More than 200 people went to the Allegheny County Community College gym for last night's meeting. After the governor, members of Congress, and a representative of the vice president gave introductory remarks, all strongly praising the administration's energy plan, there were about 20 minutes left, time for nine audience members to ask questions. One of the more challenging came from an older woman who did not give her name.
You've used nuclear as part of the mix for the power solution. Would it not be feasible now to not reauthorize Price-Anderson if new technology is present? And I presume that it means that it's safer. Then why are we still perpetuating this insurance?
The Price-Anderson Act limits the liability of nuclear plant operators in case of a disastrous accident. It's up for reauthorization, and Vice President Cheney told the questioner that without it, investors won't build nuclear plants. Several people complained high energy prices were squeezing family budgets. One woman wanted more public transportation. But the first questioner was handpicked by the vice president's office. Other people also provided the perfect setups for the vice president's stump energy speech.
My name is Josh Earl. I'm a political science student from Geneva College. My question is this. The U.S. is highly dependent on foreign oil. What does the administration plan to do to reduce our dependence in terms of exploration and domestic drilling?
Vice President Cheney's reply included what political reality won't let the administration do.
We want to explore for more here at home. We don't expect we can go to a situation which we're 100% reliant here in the U.S. We've made the choice as a nation that certain areas ought to be off limits. And so we don't drill off the West Coast, off California, or off the East Coast, or around Florida. We do develop in the Gulf of Mexico. There are parts of the West that are in wilderness areas that we don't explore in. We have developed Prudhoe Bay in Alaska. The administration, we think we ought to explore Anwar right next to it, that there are significant resources there as well, too, although that's controversial.
Drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is just one of several fights over energy policy looming in Congress. Controversy was minimal inside the gym. Outside, around 70 people from local environmental groups held a rally to demonstrate their opposition to the Bush plan.
Deserve, deserve, give the earth what it deserves.
The group chanted, made short speeches, and handed out a few leaflets. Cordelia Stearns with the Pennsylvania Public Interest Research Group said she wants to see a greater emphasis on car fuel efficiency than is included in the administration's plan.
It would save 100 tons of oil every year and would wind up saving 15 times the amount of oil that could be found in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge.
The town hall session was intended to represent a broad cross-section of Pennsylvanians, but environmental organizations weren't on the list of types of groups included that was rattled off by the vice president's spokesperson. Consumer groups, seniors, students, union, and industry representatives were. Afterwards, Betty Lee Garver of Western Pennsylvania said her part of the country can do something to help provide more energy.
We certainly have the facilities here with our coal and our gas and all of our natural resources. We can do it in a very conservation-minded way, but I'm glad that we have men of this caliber directing this.
The main man of the evening, Vice President Dick Cheney, gamely answered an unexpected question about campaign finance reform, and he voluntarily strayed from energy policy to make a closing pitch to retired voters about the administration's plan for Social Security and Medicare reform. A call for prescription drug coverage was the one line of the evening to draw spontaneous applause. Emily Harris, NPR News.